I recently came across this video of a man talking about the fact that most men are okay with fat girls. It's not really the fatness that they have an issue with, it's the build.
Shit.
Like the build type. Okay, so if you're just bad built, you're bad built. And as much as I hate to say that that's true, I do think it's true. I don't think guys really give a fuck if you're fat. I'm fat, and I've throughout my life had no issues getting male attention or having access to men, I guess.
Pounced on her a few times and rolled the fuck off.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
Who's gonna tell her? I get it. You have a pretty face and big tits, even though you're fat. So there's plenty of guys, even handsome, fit guys, who fuck those big, fat BBW tits.
Yeah. Count me in.
And that pretty, fat BBW face. But it doesn't mean they're going to marry you. It doesn't mean they're going to go out in public with you. Are women really this slow? Like, why does that not occur to her? Or maybe it does. And I mean, obviously, this is clickbait.
Yeah, you think?
Look, men definitely care if a woman is overweight. Now, don't get me wrong. There's some guys who like overweight women, but that's not most men.
It's never been a problem of mine. And I truly do think it's because of the way that I'm built. I have a good build. Thank God. Thank fucking God. Honestly, I'm just gonna say it. Thank fucking God. Okay? Because the way that I gain weight, if it only went to one area, like let's say it only went to my stomach and my legs were just, you know, I would look like I'm walking on stilts. And that just would not be good. And so every day I'm so thankful that I'm built well.
Y'all never really get told no, so it f***s with your ego to make you think you're more valuable than you are.
She can't be a bright person or she wouldn't have made this video. She got tattoos all on her hands, tattoos in between her fat BBW tits. This woman is fucked up in so many ways. But look, all women care about is being a hot piece of meat. Everything else can burn. As long as they feel like they're getting sexual attention from the guys they're attracted to, they don't give a fuck about anything else.
That's a damn shame.
She ain't nothing but a low-class, white trash. She probably didn't even finish high school.
Girl, you know that's the truth.
The whole state of Texas can pass away in a statewide wildfire. She wouldn't give a fuck. Long as men still want to fuck her jugs.
You know, you really got to be out of your rabid ASS mind to think that a woman like me, beautiful, 33 years old, nice body, pretty, no children, gets a lot of attention, that I would ever have to settle for a man just to say I have one.
Shut the fuck up, you dumb bop. Yeah, you know what? No, you, first of all.
Like, let's be fucking for real. It doesn't make any sense for me to do that. At all, okay? Anytime I go out of my house to the gym, go get a coffee, go to the gas station, you better believe I'm coming back home with more than three numbers.
This is just some nigga talking shit. This is just some nigga talking shit. And everybody's caught up in all that shit.
Imagine being 35 and up, bragging about coming home with three numbers like you're a fucking teenager. Arrested development, anyone? Saying I pull dudes in your 30s is just sad. Your brain hasn't developed at all in the past 20 years, and I mean at all. If you're getting all these numbers and you're such hot, why haven't you picked somebody already? Out of all your wonderful high-value options, because you're a high-value woman, if that's the case, then something should have clicked already. You've been having options since 15.
I ain't forgot about that shit. Y'all niggas think I forgot. Nigga, I ain't forgot about none of that shit.
It happens everywhere I go. And those men want to take me out. They want to show me a good time. They want to give me princess treatment. They want to give me what they know I deserve.
I doubt it. I doubt it very seriously. I doubt it.
See, this is when it get crimped. When women try to signal high value, sitting in a car, 30 plus and single, it makes no sense whatsoever. Because that's not high value in itself. 30 plus, pretty, sitting in the car doing TikToks, talking about what you ain't gonna settle for on the dating market instead of winning on the dating market after 20 years of being on it. Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank
you. Dating is so fucking fucked right now. Like, I just went on 5 dates, like, this past week, and I'm asking even 2 of these guys for, like, if they want to meet up again, and I haven't heard anything. Like, I don't know when it became okay, like, no human decency to just say, like, hey, sorry, I'm not interested. Why does it have to lead to ghosting? Like, when did we just stop losing, like, any empathy and any communication skills? Like, what is going on in our generation?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. She says she went on 5 dates that week, and she ghosted 3 out of 5 of them. And she mad that the other 2 ghosted her ass.
More power to him.
They don't know how to make plans. They don't know how to be good communicators. They don't know what they want. And they act like children.
The tattoo nose ring combination, it never fails. Tattoos, titanium, and TikToks. The trifecta of treachery.
I think I'm officially mean. A guy asked me for my name, and I told him I don't share my name. And then he asked me to walk to my car, and I said no. And then he asked me, can I take you out sometime? Can I get your number? And then I said no. I think I'm mean. I don't like people. And now these guys over here are staring at me. I'm in a leave me alone phase.
Either this woman is trying to play into that, trying to get validation from people who don't know how to break anything down and analyze it, or she's genuinely fucking stupid.
Both.
Both?
Both!
I'm in a leave me alone phase while I'm on fucking TikTok trying to get attention, dressed like a fucking walking around at night around a bunch of men. Accident, I'm sure, right? I'm in my leave me alone phase as I do everything humanly possible to get people to look at me. This out ridiculous cartoonish makeup, a chain tied up on my neck like a noose, big ass hula hoop earrings,
etc., 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 etc.
These niggas really be thinking they the motherfucking prize. I'm sitting at home drinking, doing my homework and shit. And this nigga was supposed to pull up and drink with me, right? This motherfucker gonna say, hey, I'm leaving the gym late. Do you want to reschedule? I said, bitch, I will block the fuck out of you before you think that you gonna ever text my phone and ask me to reschedule like you somebody motherfucking special, nigga. Like, I can't pull up to the next nigga house, or I can't call the next nigga to pull up because you can't. Nigga, don't ever text my motherfucking phone talking about some reschedule. Bitch, you not nobody.
You mad.
When she's a bitch, you let her know you've been a bitch. And if she get mad, look at the bitch being mad.
He was definitely a somebody. She made a whole TikTok about him. Her feelings are hurt. Y'all love men who got a bunch of options. He a bitch ass nigga for even getting your number, though. You talk like a whole nigga. That nigga either in a closet or he's some type of weirdo for even getting your number after hearing you talk.
The men tell me I act like a nigga.